Chapter 47. Was to consider it to let her see it and contrive delicately to bring the conversation round to making his acknowledgments to my guardian for his hospitality and for the very happy hours he called them the very happy hours he had passed with us. The recollection of them, he said, would go with him wherever he went, and would be always treasured. And so we gave him our hands, one after another at least, they did and I did. And so he put his lips to Ada's hand and to mine. And so he went away upon his long, long voyage. I was very busy indeed all day, and wrote directions home to the servants, and wrote notes for my guardian, and dusted his books and papers, and jingled my housekeeping keys a good deal, one way and another. I was still busy between the lights, singing, and working by the window, when who should come in but Caddy, whom I had no expectation of seeing. Why, Caddy, my dear, said I, what beautiful flowers! She had such an exquisite little nosegay in her hand. Indeed, I think so, Esther, replied Caddy. They are the loveliest I ever saw. Prince, my dear? Said I in a whisper. No, answered Caddy, shaking her head and holding them to me to smell. Not Prince. Well, to be sure, Caddy, said one. You must have two lovers. What? Do they look like that sort of thing? Said Caddy. Do they look like that sort of thing? I repeated, pinching her cheek. Caddy only laughed in return, and telling me that she had come for half an hour, at the expiration of which time Prince would be waiting for her at the corner, sat chatting with me, and Ada in the window, every now and then handing me the flowers again, or trying how they looked against my hair. At last, when she was going, she took me into my room, and put them in my dress. For me? Said I, surprised. For you, said Caddy with a kiss. They were left behind by somebody. Left behind? At poor Miss Flight's, said Caddy. Somebody who has been very good to her was hurrying away an hour ago to join a ship and left these flowers behind. No, no. Don't take them out. Let the pretty little things lie here, said Caddy, adjusting them with a careful hand. Because I was present myself, and I shouldn't wonder if somebody left them on purpose. Do they look like that sort of thing? Said Ada, coming laughingly behind me, and clasping me merrily round the waist. Oh, yes, indeed they do, Dom Durden. They look very, very like that sort of thing. Oh, very like it indeed, my dear. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.